Report: Anti-ICE protests funded by leftist billionaires, including China-linked communist splinter groups. By Sean Moran on February 3, 2026. The anti-ICE rallies in Minnesota and across the country may appear organic, but one dark money expert believes it is funded by leftist billionaires. Roughly 15,000 activists attended the ICE Out protest in Minneapolis on Friday, with many protesters chanting "ICE Out Now," demanding an end to immigration enforcement in the city. Watch, Trump, leftists attacking federal agents will have to suffer. The New York Post found that the protests are backed and organized by leftist billionaires. Scott Walter, president of Capital Research and an expert on so-called dark money groups, said, "My team's best judgment is that it's the Neville Singham network that is most active in Minnesota, partly because that's the most crazy network. But they aren't alone." The outlet explained that Walter was referring to the People's Forum and the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which are both funded by the China-based former software exec Singham. Both groups promoted the ICE Out protests, which were organized by another group, called 50501, through social media. What's new is, we are seeing truly extreme communist splinter groups showing up alongside an American Federation for Teachers Union or the Ford Foundation, Walter continued. He added, "That's a disturbing trend for us who follow these things. Normally, they wouldn't have been cheek by jowl publicly with those people." Walter remarked, "That kind of self-policing on the left seems to be disappearing." Watch, leftist activists in Minneapolis fight back against ICE. Singham has reportedly become a big funder of left-wing activist networks. They work together through Byzantine networks of understanding, the dark money expert said. An average protester might have a dim understanding of the Neville Singham network, but will be friends with people in several other groups. He himself probably belongs to half a dozen groups, because their groups are constantly metastasizing new names. House Oversight Committee members and lawmakers in Congress are investigating if his support amounts to foreign influence and or if his financial support violates the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA.